If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show, but I probably don't sound like the typical Annie. I have laryngitis, but I'm back. I was saying this a little bit earlier in the show. I don't feel sick at all. I just lost my voice. And yesterday, or I should say the day before, the first day I was out, Wednesday, I don't know if any of you have you ever had laryngitis?
Not really.
Brad?
I'd never had it.
I've never had it like this, where I had no sore throat. I don't have any sinus, anything going on. I really feel fine. But my throat, like the upper part of my throat, just felt like it was stuck. Like I couldn't even go, that like little trill thing that goes on in the back of your throat, it wouldn't go anywhere. And so I went to urgent care, which is not something I would normally do. I was like, I think I ChatGPT'd it or something. Like, can you speed this up? And they said steroids would speed it up. So I'm like, all right, I'm going. And Jared had to go with me, and like, they'd ask me a question. I'd type a message to Jared, and Jared would tell the PA what was going on. Got steroids, and it is much better.
Plus, you're ripped.
Yep, sure.
And
am.
A little ragey.
Yeah. I try to keep that in the commercial breaks.
Yeah,
you can see that on the YouTube live chat.
You can watch our facial reactions.
The YouTube live chat poll for today.
The YouTube live chat poll is the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad campaign a success? Yes or no? Answering this question for myself and saying a massive yes. I'm not sure how this campaign.
What do you mean massive?
Massive yes.
Massive?
Like double massive yes. And I'm not sure how it could have been much bigger naturally.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, this is exactly what you want out of an ad campaign. Everybody talking about
to
it.
To drive the news cycle days upon days.
All this free coverage constantly. This is the kind of stuff that ad executives just walk around high-fiving and being like, we are the greatest ever. Because this is also for them something they can say, hey, remember that ad? And everybody will remember. And they'll go, that was us. That for the rest of their careers, they're made.
We did that one.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
All right, I have a couple clips here from the week, and Annie, you missed a lot of this stuff because you have not been.
What did I miss?
Maybe you've seen it all, but this is stuff that Ryan wasn't interested in. So let's start with this one of Trump in Scotland.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you to the media. The media's been terrific, believe it or not. I didn't use the word fake news one time, not one time. Today they're not fake news. Today they're wonderful news. But I just want to thank you. They've treated us really well, and they respect what we've done really at a level that you rarely see nowadays. So I really very much appreciate it.
I didn't hear that.
I really like that clip because I think you get a sense of who Trump really is. You know, it's not the boogeyman that the world makes him out to be. I say the world. The media makes him out to be. He actually seems like he's a pretty funny guy. He has a good... Ryan, you're a comic.
Oh, come on. Don't give him that.
I choked on it a little
bit.
He's
going to leave.
But
he's
got good. Would you agree he's got good comedic timing?
Yeah, actually, he has great comedic timing.
He
doesn't tell a lot of jokes, though.
No.
It's weird because you don't see people who are really that good at delivering information with that kind of timing. He doesn't do a lot of jokes. He doesn't laugh.
He doesn't take. There are several times where I've seen him truly like kind of belly laugh. It is so heartwarming to see him kind of throw his head back a little bit, just a full smile of glee. But it's not that he's up there really. Like when he was talking about that one guy, the thing that comes to my mind, he was talking about the shot. He calls it the fat shot. He starts talking about his buddy who's like really, really rich but really overweight. And he's like, as soon as, I don't know why he stopped. He's like, if you lose that money, your wife's going to leave you. He just goes on. He has no shame in it. But he's playing.
Yeah, I guess that is the way he jokes, is he kind of ribs people.
But everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way comics, the Stephen Colbert concept that he doesn't get, everybody is fair game.
But it's done with the same intonation as non-jokes. It's like all of his information. It's why he's interesting to listen to. There aren't a lot of presidents that any news channel, TV or radio, could just cut to and go, yeah, we'll just play this.
Can you think of anything Joe Biden said that was funny?
There
was one thing one time that I was like, okay, that was kind of funny, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, he would repeat jokes. He had a couple of zingers that were okay. Like anytime he'd see somebody up high, don't jump. Every time.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's kind of funny, but it was the same thing every time too, because he was just kind of caught in a loop.
Anyway.
Next one.
All right, so the next one here is Chris Hayes from what is he, MSNBC? He recognized something.
Chris Matthews?
Chris Matthews. Oh my gosh, Chris Hayes, listen to me. Chris Matthews, he was commenting on Trump's political.
We have never had a president so instantly spontaneous that he knows this minute, if he gets to at 4 o'clock this afternoon, he will say, you know, that's not really true anymore. He will know the mood of the country. He once had a talk with him about Zoolander movie, the Ben Stiller movie. And he said, Zoolander 1, good timing. Zoolander 2, didn't work. I mean, he's instantaneous. He knew how to put down Jeb Bush, put down
Barry,
all these guys.
His Secretary of State, he put down at the time.
Yeah, that's right. He's very good at knowing your condition, your worries, your insecurities. I mean, he'd be a great bully on a grade school, Catholic high school or grade school. I mean, he'd be the scariest bully because he'd know everybody's weakness. But he's really good at the moment. I mean, he's out there watching television and keeping up. And is this the right thing to do? What am I going to do right now? Biden couldn't do that in a million years. Not in a million years. Biden, Mondale couldn't do that. They don't have the connection to the electricity of what's going on in the country culturally. And he knows what works.
I was really wondering what Walter Mondale would have been like.
Did he say Bob Mondale?
Walter.
Oh, Walter. Who's Bob Mondale?
I mean, I know he uses the line bully. He'd be a great bully. But I think you look at this, and we talked in the first clip, we talked about his comedic timing. But I think that plays hand in hand with his political timing. He's smart. And I think that's what makes Trump so good at comedy, at politics. He's just really good at reading it, making a good decision, analyzing the information, and processing it really quickly. So I thought it was incredibly interesting to hear Chris Matthews say that.
I'm super annoyed at all these lefty broadcasters who are like shocked that Trump is being Trump.
Yeah, this is something that people could have said in 2015.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I think I figured something out about
now,
Trump.
I wasn't a Trump person until it was Trump-Hillary. I didn't like his attitude.
You were a Jeb Bush person.
Shut your mouth. I mean, don't, because this show is going to get real boring.
Yeah, I can say whatever I want to.
No, I was a huge Marco Rubio person. To the extent that I voted for Marco Rubio in the Illinois primary, I think that he dropped out like Sunday night, and the primary was Tuesday or something. I'm a huge Marco Rubio fan, still am. Never have wavered from that. But I wasn't sold on Donald Trump. I didn't think he'd be conservative enough. And the guy was brave enough and bold enough that he was more conservative than any of those other people on that primary stage would have been, I think. The first person I was for in that primary was Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
Oh, did he was...
First one out.
I forget that he was even running.
He was the first one out. He was doing in Wisconsin. I was getting on my hands and knees praying for the Scott Walker model to come to the state of Illinois and bring our state back to some common sense. And then he realized early on, and you can go back and see some of the video clips from when he dropped out, he's like, the Trump thing is, I don't know that he necessarily said it was unbeatable, but he knew he could not compete with that and didn't want to tear the Republican Party apart trying to, which is fine. But of course, he was my first pick, and he was the first. I was like, come on. We didn't even, the starter gun didn't even fire yet, and you're jumping out of this race. But Scott Walker is teasing a run for governor in Wisconsin once again.
I thought that I saw that.
He was the 45th governor of Wisconsin. And is it Tony Evers? Is the 46th governor. So if he won again, he would be the 45th governor and the 47th governor of Wisconsin.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
That's great.
Speaking of which, I did think of something else funny that Joe Biden absolutely did that cracked me up.
First and humble to all of us. Not just a few at the top. This is our moment to make hope for history rhyme.
What is this
with
problem?
Passion and purpose. Let us begin.
Wait, it's getting there.
Together. Together.
Together.
Let's do it for Corn Pop. Let's do
Corn
it for
Pop.
He tell us we can't.
Okay. The worst part is when they have catchy songs.
I got hairy legs. Remember that? That was funny. Now, I don't know if Joe Biden intended for it to be
funny.
Yeah,
I don't think he's telling jokes.
But it was very funny.
I think these people are so departed from reality that they don't know how to talk to real people.
Scott Jennings had a really, this is the next clip, but Scott Jennings has a really good plan for solving the birth rate.
Very simple. I'm taking all the fluoride out of the water. I'm replacing it with Ozempic. And in 18 months, I will have the birth rate crisis in this country solved. We'll all be hot. There'll be lots of carnal activity.
Carnal activity.
We tell no one, by the way. We do this. We tell no one. We're having babies again. It's going to be amazing. Morning in America. 18 months. Give me your start today. 18 months from today.
So running. You know, I was just thinking this, and I didn't know how to tweet it without being like rude and disrespectful, especially to Scott Jennings, because he's on our show. But I wonder how many people know who Scott Jennings is. I wonder how many of those people, what percentage of the people who know who Scott Jennings is, can tell what show he goes on CNN.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
I saw her. Is it Abby Phillips?
Abby Phillip.
Abby Phillip. I saw her name and I'm like, who's she? Oh.
Is that the only show he goes on?
Pretty much. And he's
my
a panelist.
Gosh, he
he's
has taken that show over.
He's like, if you were watching Brett Baier, I mean, it's Brett Baier's primetime.
No, it's like outnumbered, right?
Yeah, but I mean in the evening, so it's a prime slot to be on. So if Jesse Waters had a panel, and I don't think he doesn't do panels really. But if you were a regular on a panel, kind of like a Joe Concha, like a Fox News contributor, that type of thing. People don't know who she is. I mean, I recognize her, but I'm super locked in. But it's not Scott Jennings' show, but it is Scott Jennings' network.
Yeah.
That is
Yeah, that's a fact. And I don't think that's just because we're on the right. He has made such a name for himself in the country that even the left has to know that he exists. It's not just like we're cherry and picking the clips here.
Yeah. Well, and the thing about him, too, is he's not just funny. He can also make very good political analysts, which is what the next clip is going to be about.
Okay. I wanted to say, too, about like the Scott Jennings clip there, and we were talking about putting Ozempic in the water. Like, we didn't even talk about the content there. I'm really interested in how this looks a few years down the line with all these peptides helping people lose weight, because fat was in. Post-COVID, everybody put on weight, and then athleisure became super, super fancy and trendy. So people started investing in looking nice in the sweatpants that they preferred to wear. Now it looks like fat is on its way out. If you look at the comparison between some of the ads, like the Nike ad, was it the Scotty Scheffler ad, where he's kneeling down on the golf course with his little baby and it says, you've already won. Years ago, they were showing people who were gender fluid, transgender, overweight. And this is all in athleisure. Now, I'm not opposed to, like, I think it makes sense to show people who look like they're working on their fitness and their health and show that they're clothes for those people, too. I'm not opposed to that. But when you only celebrate that, it's like everything else we've been talking about. We've been breathed these lies for so long. Your reality and you know, what people in their minds think, like, I want to strive to be that. You see an ad. The ad is supposed to inspire you to want to be the person in the ad. The Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, you're supposed to see that and be like, if I wear those jeans, maybe I'll be hot and sexy like Sydney Sweeney, which is what Ryan was telling me before the show. And you're supposed to be inspired by that. Now, there are people out there that don't look like Sydney Sweeney that might be a size 14, might be a size 22 or whatever. They need to have jeans that make them feel great and feel good as well. But to suggest that there's something wrong with being thin or what a respectful version of beautiful is, I'm going to tell you this. Sydney Sweeney does not look like the target body that I grew up with in the 90s and 2000s. That rail thin, hip bone sticking out and stuff. Sydney Sweeney is a curvy lady. What did you say? Doubly massive?
No, I just said the ad campaign itself was massive. Oh, doubly, maybe even
I inferred.
Twice massive.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I didn't say anything like that.
I totally misheard that intention.
You know, it's funny, though, is because what you're saying is true. I just saw this article a couple days ago.
Ryan's put in a lot of effort on this poll today. He keeps studying.
Lots of investigation.
Conservative Christians are the ones that like thinness, according to the New York Times. The article's headline is "Why the Right is Obsessed with Thinness." Conservative Christian influencers are driving this.
Can one infer the antithesis to be true?
I mean, I don't know how you couldn't. If you're going to take that hard
socially
of a stance.
Socially progressives are obsessed with, what was the word they used, thinness? The alternative would be fatness?
Yes.
Oh. I'm going to throw this out there. Ethan, are you ready to do local in sports? Because I'd love for you to be. We'll talk it over at the break and find out next. With you. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out. Sports and local.
Derf and Donaford's Dumpy Dudes.
That was yesterday.
With Shannon McNard.
That is who?
That was the extra part of the end.
McNard?
Yeah. Derf and Donovan's Dumpy Dudes.
What are you smoking when you do these?
With Shannon McNard.
The same thing that I've been smoking, apparently.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. Don't waste your time.
I can tell you, I sent a whole new crop to the voice guy yesterday.
Crop.
And
he said crop.
You meant crap.
And he finally goes, what is this?
I bet he if I were big voice guy, I would think to myself, he's not even using these. He just wants to know where we're going. I gotta ask.
You're a pretty good experiment.
If you think these are crazy, man, just get ready.
Turf and Donovan's Dumpy Doos with Shannon McNards.
Yeah.
Save big money at McNards. Sing.
Right now. At McNards.
Sorry, everything is Menards, but you got to add a Mick to the beginning.
Right.
Can I have some Mick 2x4s?
Right. It's where I go to get my nuggets.
I guess this is where I talk.
Yeah.
Ethan's been preparing all day for this segment.
Hello, friends. And Ryan.
Hello. Good to have you back.
So, I got to plug up my Lindenwood University real quick before we get started. Today, they have officially made the full transition to NCAA Division I.
That's
today
a big
is
deal.
The first day.
Lindenwood?
Yep, they are no longer a transition school, yeah. So they are now eligible to be in the postseason for any of the sports NCAA tournaments, compete for championships.
SIU Edwardsville did that how many years ago? I can't remember.
Oh, it's been probably close to 15 years now.
That long?
I want to say it was late 2010s, right?
I graduated SIU as a Cougar in 2006. And it was well after that. But I remember being like, gosh, that is so cool. And then thinking like, it's not like in my mind, D1 means March Madness. Now, we don't have a football team, so that's a little bit different there. But being able to participate in D1 sports is like the dream would be to play in the tournament. And we just did that.
Super
like
surreal.
I mean, that is so cool. They got their butts kicked in the first round, but getting there was so exciting. And it just shows like, hey, you know, the future for something like that, for recruiting purposes, to say we're a serious program, we're building, you could be a part of something really historical. Congratulations to Lindenwood for finally finishing that, because the more local stuff we got, the better.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, last year they traveled and they played Kansas in football, which is super exciting. They have them on the schedule in a couple years again.
Who does the play-by-play for Lindenwood football?
For ESPN, it is Bob Ramsey, and then I'll be doing the radio broadcasts at home, and then Zach Zook will have the play-by-play on the road.
Ryan, do you have any advice for Ethan on the play-by-play radio broadcast?
Yeah, I would say when you introduce everybody, you know, I would love to hear it like Bob Ramsey, and then Durfin Donovan.
Should I just make up names for everyone?
No,
that
just
are just
you.
Like that?
Just
oh.
You. Yeah, every time you come on, you should have a different name.
How about you just make me a list, and
Bob
I can
Ramsey
be a different name every time?
Had to work with you, Ryan Wiggins, and I've worked with him. He's wonderful. I think he'd kill you.
Because I don't know Bob.
He's
so
great.
Can I comment?
He would not enjoy.
He would kill you.
Yeah, exactly. I bet he'd be amused from afar, but up close, you'd
he
die.
Would hate your guts.
You know, I have met him.
He's great.
And I think
he listens.
Yeah. But I didn't know he would hate me.
I worked for him.
Is that really that surprising?
Not you, the person. You, the broadcaster.
Ah, very different.
Just
yeah,
exposure.
I'm very different off air.
That's actually not really true. No, he's great. When I worked at KFNS, I worked with Frank Cusimano. I've talked about that before. My first internship in radio was with Frank Cusimano, but Frank and Bob did a show together for a while, and I got to work with him. He's a great guy.
It's been a full couple of days here in St. Louis sports. Of course, we know the trade deadline just hit, but you could argue that the most important sporting event of the year is coming to St. Louis.
Hot dog eating
this
contest?
Weekend. No, even better. The World Naked Bike Ride returns to St. Louis.
Oh, you were emceeing this
weekend.
Ryan. Tell us about it.
Murphin's Burgle Nut.
No pun intended.
Shannon McNard.
You know what I need to make? I need to make some like booty shorts with that on the butt.
Burgle nuts?
Yeah.
On the butt?
That, like, you know, you put your college school, like, it just says Illinois on the butt.
Mm-hmm. Is that popular anymore?
I don't know. It was big when we were kids.
It was big for a while.
Yeah. I have some Illinois butt shorts.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of when I went to Illinois basketball camp.
Hundreds of cyclists are expected to take the streets this Saturday, the 17th annual World Naked Bike Ride.
How is that legal? How do they just?
How is that comfortable?
How do they say? Like, I could see if a bunch of people just decided, hey, let's go do it. Let's break the law. Let's get out there and nobody will catch us.
Is it totally naked?
I'm pretty sure
it's
pretty close to naked.
It's completely naked.
I've seen them go by once
when I was eating at a restaurant with my friends.
Is it more uncomfortable for a female or a male? I'm going female, but
I don't know.
Good question.
It's bad either way.
Ryan should go out and ask them this weekend.
How's it feel?
How's it feel on your giblets?
On your saucy nuggets.
So, oh no.
Hi, Murphy's Burgle Nuts here.
Ryan's standing there with a microphone and a chafe stick.
Yeah. Gary Wood.
Gary Wood. Reporting live from the Naked Bike Ride.
Burgle Nuts.
So wait a second. Where is this race taking place?
You mean specifically where? It's
all over the place.
It will start in the Grove, and it does not say. The ride will start on Manchester Avenue near Handlebar and travel through a bunch of different neighborhoods and landmarks. There's a map here. It's going
naked?
All around the city.
They're what time?
They're completely naked. And if you want to go see it, it's.
It is starting at 6 o'clock, and it ends at 8 o'clock.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
How is that legal?
I don't know.
Like, I don't want my kids to see that.
Did you incorporate? Like,
can't
what
you,
are you?
Can't you, like, have to register after something like that?
Yeah.
Here's the list.
The way that this should play out is a bunch of people go, yeah, let's meet in Troy's garage over there, and then we'll all get together. We'll all take our clothes off. Where are we going to go? I don't know. We'll just go. You know? And there should be no route. It should just be a bunch of people just riding around laughing.
Makes you sound like you should be on a certain registry if you're doing that.
Yeah.
It'll go through the Grove, Lafayette Square, downtown St. Louis, Soulard, Cherokee Street, South Grand Boulevard, Tower Grove Park, and then back to the Grove, and that's where it'll finish.
And then back to Sodom. Starts in Gomorrah. That's what I think.
Since 2007, more than 2,000 riders have participated.
Is it a benefit for something? Is there any redeeming quality to this? There has to be.
You would hope that there would be, but unfortunately, as I scroll through quickly,
I am not
seeing anything.
Would it make it better if they're like, yes, we're naked, but we're raising money for MS?
Yes.
Would it?
It would make it better. There's not much room on the other end. I don't know. I'm trying, like, I can't believe they're actually completely naked.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
What would it take for you to participate in this? Some of them
wear bandanas
and stuff. What if I made you an AFS hat?
Oh, I got something for you guys.
I think
here.
I'd get kicked out.
I got something here.
You're not naked. You're not one of us. Not one of us. And they'd scream. Torches.
We'll paint AFS on your chest.
Says here, this is according to Fox News. They've on their website, it says, and I quote, "The World Naked Bike Ride is a protest, and that's why people are allowed to be naked. As long as cyclists refrain from illegal conduct while naked, the website encourages personal expression, but also mentions due to legal restrictions in St. Louis, full frontal nudity is at your own risk."
At your risk.
You can just say I'm protesting something and you can and just walk around naked?
According to their frequently asked questions section.
It's in the FAQs. Okay.
Are each of them protesting something different?
Guys, I am on.
This is a protest.
I am on the website right
what
now.
What are they protesting?
Guys,
they're,
the website, the link says.
You're like, I'm on here for professional purposes.
It says WNBRSTL. That stands for World Naked Bike Ride St. Louis. That is absolutely golden. And that is tomorrow. And there is a whole
do it at
FAQ
night.
Section.
Like after midnight when children are not available to be present.
A section called About Nudity, About Your Bike, About WNBR Etiquette. Don't gawk or ogle, it says.
Everybody's just riding their bikes with their heads straight up in the air.
They want people to not... you're looking at me.
Don't comment on people's bodies. Don't touch anyone without enthusiastic consent. Good thing Pedro Pascal won't be there.
Enthusiastic? Without enthusiastic consent? Yes, please?
Enthusiastic consent.
Yeah. You gotta be excited
about
it.
Dude, I guarantee.
I thought you'd never ask.
Bring it on! There are some dudes that get off those bikes, like real big, wide swagger, swing of the leg.
You want to keep going?
Just hip thrusting.
Give us more FAQs or whatever you got over there.
Don't do anything that might be considered lewd.
Yeah, like driving naked in the freaking streets.
If you aren't a member of the media, don't take pictures of people you don't know.
Yeah, Gary Wood reporting for duty.
If you aren't participating and you aren't a member of the media, don't take pictures at all. If you want to watch the event from the sidelines, get bare as you dare.
I'm going to go take my clothes off and ride around a metropolitan area, but you better not look at me or take pictures. I do not want attention in my protest.
This is... Why are we...
This has been going on for a while, too.
Oh, you're supposed to arrive clothed, and then you take them off before you start.
That's also weird.
Nudity has to just kind of happen, doesn't it?
Well, I mean...
It's not something you force.
I think nudity is... This is not chicken or the egg. I think nudity comes first.
I don't think so. Not at the bike ride. Clearly it doesn't.
What if the weather is bad? This is a rain or shine event. So unless there is a... Unless there is severe weather, we will ride.
You can tell...
We ride at
dusk. You can tell Jim just got struck by lightning. How do you know? Well, all the hair in his body is sticking straight out.
It asks us if there will be sexual activity. Says no, this is about bikes and body positivity. No sexual activity is allowed at the event.
Anytime they're like really championing body positivity, I just want you to measure your expectations.
Yeah, I want to stand on the corner and just boo, actually, but just at certain people.
Boo,
I'm
wondering
boo.
If I'm
oh, yay, boo.
High five, man. Look at you.
I don't know what you're protesting, but I am down with it. Ooh, man.
You are here for body positivity. I see you.
Can I take some pics with enthusiastic consent?
Some pics. Mm-hmm. Well, Ryan will be the correspondent there for the Annie Fry Show. You should show up and see him. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now's the time for you to send us... This is a song that we'll be playing at that bike ride, I'm pretty sure.
That's the only song they play at that bike ride.
The whole time.
Over and over.
We don't have time for this as a topic, but J-Lo seems to be wayward right now. Anyway.
Yeah, she's lost her way.
And her skirt.
Yes.
Why do I keep seeing that headline pop up on my Fox News feeds?
Yeah, I didn't click on it the first time.
They're like, gosh, there must be something of use here. They keep sending it to me.
Just making
sure. Okay, I guess I'll watch it.
You missed this, right?
It's time for next question, where we answer your questions in the YouTube live chat.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
First, we're going with Ryan.
All right. Thank you for pointing at me, and I am going to ask this question. Do you...
He's not prepared. He's not prepared.
I didn't even know we were doing this segment here.
It's on the sheet.
Oh, I should have looked at the sheet. I never look at the sheet. As you know, I was looking at tomorrow's sheet.
That's right. The one about being naked.
Do you have any allergies?
None that I know of.
Really? Uh-uh. You might be the only person I've ever met that doesn't have any allergies.
Well.
Unless the rest of the
I have laryngitis.
Do you have laryngitis?
Yes.
Interesting.
And steroids. Ooh.
Ooh.
Brad.
Does steroids make you feel different?
I haven't slept much, but they told me that was going to happen. And I was like, if it speeds along the process, like this voice that I have right now is light years better. I couldn't do anything the first day that I lost it. So,
My mom, like, whenever she gets sick and she has to take a steroid, she's like, here we go. And that she's like, the house is going to be clean for the next 2 weeks. She loves it.
We might be taking different steroids.
Maybe.
My allergies are long-haired cats. It's the only thing that I found that I am, like, really allergic to. And it's the full-on itchy, watery eyes, puffy. It doesn't make me sneeze or cough or anything like that. But, man, my eyes and
when you said long-haired cats. I am picturing just a standard cat with, like, the Rachel.
the Tomcat has
they
a man
just get
bun.
Me.
Ethan, you have any allergies?
Does pollen count?
Yeah.
Then yes. That's the only one, though.
All right. I've got a question in light of the last segment.
Uh-oh.
Let's do it this way. In the room, raise your hand if you've ever gone skinny dipping. No. Really? Just one person?
Annie is the only one raising her hand.
No. We were just going to say...
Wait, now Brad's raising his hand in solidarity. You've never been skinny dipping.
Seems like something that you wouldn't have forgotten.
Did you just remember that you went skinny dipping?
I was trying...
Were you on a bike and you took a wrong
no,
turn?
No, I had a friend with a pool.
At a parade.
I had a friend with a pool.
Wait, you did it with a friend?
Yes, you don't really go skinny dipping by yourself.
He is not wanting to say much about this.
He's not. Mm-mm.
Can the other person who raised skinny their dip hand and tell us anything about their experience?
I don't know, Ethan.
It was July 9th, 2014. A shivering cold night.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, now you say it was just cold.
It was a lake. Yeah, I know. I could have skipped it. You've never gone skinny dipping in your life?
No, I haven't. I was a really good kid.
Did you ever, shut up, did you ever pass up the opportunity to go skinny dipping?
I think, I remember friends talking about it, but it was just big talk. Nobody wanted to do it.
You were around people who were just participating in big talk?
And I typically was the one, because I was naive, that they'd go, you know what we should do is this thing. Ryan, why don't you do that? And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd find out, you never intended to do that thing. You just wanted me to do it first. Have you ever jumped into somebody's pool that you didn't know?
I don't think so.
I didn't either, but I was there for it.
You have a friend who?
No, I have a pool. No, I have some friends that would, they loved doing this because it really didn't harm anybody, but it was so dangerous to do. You have to climb a fence at night usually, jump in a pool. A lot of them had those automatic lights that would come on.
Have any of you, raise your hand if you've ever gone streaking. Have you ever been around people who are streaking?
Yes.
Same. Never done it, but definitely been around it. That was a bridge too far for me.
It was the same guys that would do the pool.
Skinny dipping in the absolute dark in a lake at like 2 a.m.
Ooh, that's scary. In a lake? I would be afraid of alligators even if we were in Illinois.
I'd be more afraid of snapping turtles.
Sharks in the pool. Yeah, we swam in the lake. I don't know. I don't swim in lakes anymore. I'm past that. But streaking? No, never had that kind of confidence. No, I do that all the time. Next question, Brad.
It's my every Saturday thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask this one, but I'm going to go with the other one. What are some things that are on your bucket list that you haven't crossed off yet?
You go first.
One of the things that I want to do is I want to drive a NASCAR around a NASCAR track. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a race or anything like that, but I just want to be able to drive a NASCAR.
I'm glad it doesn't have to be in a race.
I was just
going to
say, that's a pretty tall bucket list order.
I want to be a professional athlete is what Brad just said.
I'd like to be on the field during Game 7.
There's things like the Richard Petty driving experience where they bring NASCARs to a track and you can pay and do it.
But with other drivers?
Yeah, there's like five people on there. On a course like Gateway, on a track like Gateway, they space you out, so it's not like you're bumper to bumper with them.
All right.
I want to write a movie. I want to get Bill Murray attached to it really early on so I can get a lot of other stars in it. just a
Is
thing
that your
I'd like
list?
To do. No, it's actually, it's very conveniently something that my bucket list is I would like to watch Brad drive a NASCAR.
Oh, shush.
And so if he does that, he's knocking out two
on your
birds
bucket
with
list.
One stone.
Ethan, you have a bucket list?
Yeah, actually, the coincidence kind of crazy. I'd like to watch Ryan watch Brad.
I
mean,
guys suck.
It's incredible.
Next question, Ethan.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what are you eating?
I have Greek yogurt, vanilla, or plain.
You worried about your throat getting... I don't know, like...
I'm not really worried about my throat more than I am right now. No, I eat Greek yogurt every day, twice a day.
That's fair. Brute head?
It probably like smoked chicken breast.
Ew.
Boring.
Super.
Yeah.
If you say something about one of our answers, you have to leave.
I'm not going to do that. That would be stupid. Twist twice in a row. That joke was played out 5 minutes ago. Sun-kissed fruit gems.
We know who's dying first.
Oh my gosh, I almost bought you some like peppermint patties in Disney World.
Thanks.
Do you remember that?
No.
You didn't
do it.
One of Brad's questions and asked me anything is like, I don't know, what is some like what's the most heartwarming thing or whatever. And I was like, when I come home and my kids are like, Mommy, and they run to the door and they give me hugs. And you were like, I love a good peppermint patty.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw them at Disney World when I was there with my son this past weekend, and I had them in my hand. I'm like, screw that. I put them back because you know what? And here's a little behind the scenes for you listeners. I don't even know if he likes peppermint patties.
They're okay.
Exactly. And I didn't want to spend $8 on a bag of something that you're like, I don't actually
like. You
have
to get
like
the whole
these.
Bag. Just give me a big one.
That's not the way it works. I did too. They had a bag of them. I thought of you because of that was so funny. And then I thought, I don't know if he was full of crap when he said that, so I'm not buying him.
I was just halfway full of crap like usual.
Ethan, what? I know, I didn't know if it was a glass half full or half empty. What are you eating?
Mine would be filet. Some steak.
Yeah, I actually would say that too.
What would kill you? Steak or what was yours? What was your candy?
Sun-kissed fruit gems.
What would kill you first?
Oh, the sun-kissed.
Oh, yeah,
gems.
For sure.
And
yeah,
if you get a heart attack from the steak.
That's the thing is that if I got those and I knew they were the only thing I could eat for the rest of my life, I wouldn't even pace myself.
And you said a filet. A filet's so lean, though.
Okay.
You'd be
all
fine.
Right.
Good,
then steak.
If you've got questions, Annie Fry YouTube channel, come tell us if you think the Sydney Sweeney jeans ad campaign is a success in the YouTube live chat poll and leave us your questions. We'll answer them here for the rest of the hour as soon as we come back. And in the 2 o'clock hour, we have X's and O's with John Hoagland and Kathy Caldwell from Point Pest Control. It's going to be a fun one. Stick around for that. It's the Annie Fry Show version of Hollywood Squares, 2 o'clock hour. Your questions and a few more of ours next. Don't go away.
this summer while you stay cool.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're wrapping up this hour with some of your Ask Us Anything Next Question questions. We might have a few of our own to sneak in here as well. Kate says, next question, if budget didn't matter, where's one place you'd love to visit someday? Australia is mine. My grandmother, my dad's mom is from Australia. Met my grandpa when he was stationed there in World War II. I would love to go see her home. But if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to Australia, it's got to be like at least a 60-day trip, right?
It's got to be a long trip. And you got to just mainly go to the interior.
Heck no. There's nowhere to go there. Mackay is around where she grew up. There's just down the street from where she grew up was Collinsville.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mackay was very high on the list for my daughter Jensen's middle name. Because Jensen is my grandmother's maiden name. That's how we picked that. She's from Australia. I was very close to her. She passed away when I was 18. But she lived next door. And Mackay was from where she was in Australia. And I thought that was a cool name.
Mackay. My son was born in 2017. I was a huge Battlehawks fan. We were thinking about him. I mean, him.
Caw-caw.
You can't even get through your stupid joke.
I was close.
Brad, if a budget didn't matter, where would you like to go?
Oh, man. I think it would be Europe. I think I would do a very long vacation.
Aren't you guys less inclined to go to Europe right now?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I am way less inclined.
Not at all.
You're ready to go.
Oh, I would go right now.
Yeah, I'm not less inclined. I don't like the direction it's going. But yeah.
Where would you go?
I think I would probably go to...
Six Flags?
If money is no object, probably a tour of Asia. I loved Japan so much. I would like to go back to Japan. I would like to see Korea. North.
I'll send you there.
Knowing,
what do you need me to do?
I've seen some pictures of some resorts that they built that nobody's using.
So some availability.
Thought, well, shoot, that's probably pretty
cheap. Ethan, what about you? Where would you go?
I would either go to Italy or Israel. I would love to see the Holy Land. Just so much biblical history there. Yeah, those two are very high on my bucket list.
Next question.
I bet tourism is down. I haven't looked at this, but I would think, because that was a huge industry in Israel, and I bet it has taken a huge hit.
Huge. Oh, I imagine, yeah. I imagine so. Unfortunately, sad. Hopefully it gets back to that point in the next few years, but a lot of work to do.
Doug says, if you could have someone else's voice, whose would it be? I think I'd be between Liam Neeson or James Earl Jones. Any voice that you covet?
Third option, Annie Fry right now.
You want this voice? No.
You're doing great. You're a trooper today.
It's weird to hear some of the feedback on today's voice. I think I sound super annoying.
I would pick Liam Neeson. I love the Taken movies,
like
so all I
him.
Hear is the, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Yes.
So
is his voice good or is it the accent?
It's
the same thing.
His voice is pretty good.
Yeah. And also, when you become a parent one day, you will understand that sentence a little bit more. If somebody took your kid, I mean, the type of psychotic rage that I would have, and the just psychotic rage is probably as good as it gets in description. You kind of are like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Whose voice do you want?
Fran Drescher.
You don't take anything seriously.
I can't remember what this person's name was, but Latka's wife on Taxi. Carol Kane.
That's, why are they all women?
I just think they have beautiful voices.
Mm.
Yeah, whenever I hear Fran Drescher, I'm like, man, that's like entering the gates of heaven.
Okay. Brad?
I struggle. I mean, James Earl Jones had a great voice, but I think I would go with Clarence Thomas. I think he's got a great voice, and he also has a great laugh. I don't know if you guys have heard him.
Clarence Thomas?
Yeah.
The Supreme Court Justice?
Yes, I saw
a
video.
That's a little surprising.
I saw a video.
I thought you would have been a Kagan.
No. Clarence Thomas. Love to have his voice.
Ethan just left. He told me, say Sotomayor, and then he ran out of here because he had to do something.
Okay, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
So.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'd just like to have my voice back.
Yeah, it's a weird question for today.
Do you have another question to ask, Ryan?
My kids and wife really, really want to get a pet. But we're not home a lot. So we're trying to figure out how do we do this. Plus, there's some allergy issues in there. Should we get a dog or a cat or something else or nothing? What do you advise?
I got a solution for you.
Do you?
Yeah. The people who we adopted Winnie from are looking to rehome a couple of their adult dogs because they're moving.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're like two, just out of the puppy phase.
They're already potty trained?
Mm-hmm. You want to see pictures?
A little bit.
I'll show them to you. They're adorable and they're the best dogs ever.
Are they real cheap?
You don't want a dog that's just real cheap.
I kind of do. I'd take a mutt from the street.
You're going to find a mutt from the street that's house trained.
Clean it up in one of those videos, make it go viral.
You literally just said you don't have time.
We'd do it on a weekend, and then we'd neglect it.
Yeah. The dog's like, well, I only pee in the right place on Saturdays and Sundays.
But my concern is that, but you guys deal with this too. We actually talked about this in our family. Hey, Annie's family's really busy too, and they have dogs.
Yeah.
So as long as we can figure out the allergy thing, I think we could do it. But it's, gosh, we're going back and forth on it.
I recommend it. It warms the home.
Mm-hmm. And your dogs are okay at home by themselves for extended periods of time?
I mean, they're not, like, I am home till 10:30 or 11 every day. Somebody gets back home by 4.
Yeah, so
it's not as long as maybe, but I think they're cared for. They seem like happy dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
should get one.
I have a dog. I have two dogs, actually, and they're fine. Whenever we're not home, they kind of hang out with one another. My other dog, when it was just Poe, he just slept all day. So,
well, I guess we're going to have a conversation about those two dogs Annie just brought up.
Let me show you pictures on the day.
All right.
I got the dogs for you. There was a moment in my head where I was like, could we take these dogs? The answer was no. Then I'd have as many dogs as kids. Sorry.
Are they the same breed?
Mm-hmm.
Man, those are cute dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they're so nice.
So snuggly, and they're good, and they love.
You can see the white in their eyes, so they look like people because their eyes move around.
They've got the. And
what,
got
what,
the
what kind
they've
of dogs the, are you looking at?
You can see. You know, most dogs just have those big brown eyes, but those dogs, they like look to the side. You can see that they're looking to the side, so they look more like they have facial expression.
Next question, Brad. One more.
Ethan has my phone, which has all my questions. Are you guys tired of? Or do you guys miss hearing from Vivek Ramaswamy?
Oh my gosh, no. I fast forward through any segment he's on.
Really?
His delivery, the way he delivers his message is so polished and so salesy. I can't handle it.
But it's so good.
What he's saying is good. Would I like him to be the governor of Illinois? Yes. I wouldn't even need to hear another thing.
Do you want to be the governor of Ohio?
I don't care. More than a Democrat.
I would like to see him be the governor of Ohio because then you will see him sometimes, but he's not a national figure.
All right, I'm showing you these puppies.
Okay.
Let's get Point Pass Control in here next for X's and O's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.